Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again on this Friday afternoon. Glad to have you along. Well, folks, believe it or not, summer is coming to an end, and we're finishing up with some of our theater previews shows. And today we have Perseverance Theater, who's going to be here doing about 50,000 shows this season here in Anchorage. They seem to increase their number of shows every year. Not true, just a joke. But we have Josh Lohman, certainly not a joke here, my guest, who is the Anchorage General Manager for Perseverance Theater. Welcome again to the show, Josh.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
And that's a joke that 50,000 shows. But Perseverance seems to be adding more and more shows. We talked about their season, but we also have a few more things coming up as well. So
yeah, we're going to be doing some play readings, some development process, where kind of a good thing to invite, especially for your listeners, the backside process of how plays get developed.
Well, before we get to the actual season, why don't we just talk about a couple of those projects you've got coming up? They're coming up before the season even starts. Am I correct?
Yeah. The reading for the first one, William Ink, is on the 22nd of August, just a couple weeks from now. And the other reading is coming up in September, and we'll be sending that out. They're both going to be play readings in a whole development week for each author. We have got a couple of great Alaskan writers that we're kind of helping develop. Lucas Rowley, who's written a play called William Ink, which is kind of a native farce. It's about a man who incorporates himself and becomes a native corporation.
William as an INK.
Yes, William as an INC incorporated.
Yeah.
And I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, there's a lot of different things that go into developing a play for playwrights. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of part of the process that gives them a chance to both hear it and, in both of these cases, work with some fabulous directors they wouldn't otherwise get to work with. For Lucas's play, we're bringing up Randy Reinhold, who runs Native Voices at the Autry. And so, I mean, it's a great chance to work with a great native director that kind of knows the how everything goes and just has worked in this field for so long. For a new writer to be able to get that is great.
And Randy's been at the Last Frontier Theater Conference a number of times, so people in Anchorage may know Randy.
Yeah, yeah, some people may have already met him.
Right. And then the other play you're doing a workshop of is Arlisha Jones's play.
Yes, Arlisha Jones is working on a new piece called The Ugly Children of Eve, which takes place, I believe it's the 1800s, during the time of Mother Jones and coal riots and things like that. She's still playing with it. That's kind of part of the development on this, is that she's still getting some ideas put together for it. The director on that currently runs Seattle Rep.
And Arlisha's been working down there with Seattle Rep a lot. And we know Arlisha has a show being done again this year.
Yeah, we're redoing Christmas Carol again.
So let's just start from the top of the season. We'll get to Christmas Carol here in a moment. The first show is Peter and the Star Catcher, a play by Rick Elise, music by Wayne Barker, based on the book by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson, directed by Teresa K.
Pond. The K is important.
Because of equity reasons.
All those rules, yeah.
Yeah. And that runs September 30th through October the 16th. Tell us about this. This is based somewhat on Peter Pan. But
It's sort of a prequel to Peter Pan, how they got to Neverland. It's kind of a backstory to all of the Peter Pan stuff. The ship they get on is called the Neverland, and it's really, really fun. It's one of those great multi-layered family shows where the adults will get a set of jokes and the kids will get a set of jokes, and everyone together gets to just really enjoy the music. It's not technically a musical, but it's a play with music.
Right, right. Which are very popular these days.
Yeah.
Not musicals, plays with music.
Yeah, and it's so fun. It is such a fun show.
And the kids will have to explain the jokes to the parents.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's got a great younger female lead, 13-year-old Molly Astor, and she's great. There's all these parts in the play where she's like, woman up! It's great.
And Austin Roach is playing Peter.
Peter, yes.
Austin has done a lot of shows here in Anchorage.
Yeah.
We have so little time
on all
the shows here. We can jump back and touch on this again later on if you want to. The next show, opening November 11th, running through the 20th, is Not Medea by Allison Gregory, an NNPN Rolling World premiere. So tell us about this play. It's a classic story of modern motherhood.
Yeah. So it's not Medea, but it's and it's kind of interesting the way it kind of plays out, because the woman actually starts in the audience and comes in and just, I've come and now I'm seeing this play. I'm not seeing Medea. Oh no! Like, she thinks she's seeing Medea, and that's kind of how it starts. And it's kind of it's almost a one person show, but then there's a couple other people that kind of play into it. But it's kind of this woman's take, and obviously Alison Gregory's, on what it means to be a modern mother, modern motherhood, modern womanhood. And one of the really cool things about an NNPN Rolling World premiere is that through the National New Play Network, a writer can get their show run a couple of times. A couple different people just ran in Sacramento with a different director, different set of actors, and she kind of was able to tweak it a little bit, and we're going to get a slightly tweaked version of that. And so it's kind of a really neat way for them to get their work out there and kind of see where it goes.
That's a great idea, because often when a play premieres, you have one director, one cast, and that's it. Some workshop productions before that, but this is really exciting for her.
Yeah.
And so Medea is not the best mother in the world. We know that.
Yes.
Those who know the character of Medea. Let's get to Arlisha Jones. And again, you're bringing back A Christmas Carol by Arlisha and Michael Evan Hanley, based on the book, of course, by Charles Dickens, running December 16th through the 29th. And people may have seen the show before, but it seems like every time the show comes back, you add something else to it, more scenery.
Yeah, it's a show that evolves kind of over time, both through the writing, through the directing. In the past, Michael Evan Haney, who was the co-writer with Arlisha, directed it. This year, our Tom Robinoff will be directing it. We'll have some new cast members, and it's an evolving show. So every year, it's a little bit different, a little bit better.
Well, this is about halftime in our season, about halftime in our show. I want to tell everybody we're talking about Perseverance Theater's season this year. They're coming back with 50,000 plays. Josh Lohman is here, who's the Anchorage Perseverance General Manager, telling us about all the shows they're doing. So we ended the year there. We're starting out in January. Now
really fast in January. It's right after Christmas Carol closes. I'm like sweating bullets on this one.
I can see it opens January the 6th and runs through the 15th. We have Hold These Truths by Jeanne Sicada. Tell us about that.
Jeanne Sicada, sorry. Yep. So this is a story about Gordon Hirabayashi, who during the time of Japanese internment, he was a lawyer, and he said, you know what, this is against the Constitution of the United States. And he filed a grievance with the U.S. government and took it all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. The Supreme Court took the case and said, nope, we have the right to do this. Mm-hmm. We can intern everybody. And then a few years later, not a few, like 30, 40 years later, a different group was kind of looking to rewrite some of these laws that they knew were just wrong. And we, as a mindset, as an entire country, knew that we shouldn't have done this at this point, and kind of took it back to the Supreme Court, and they reversed that decision. Said, no, we should never do this again. And the whole thing is a one-man show. Very talented actor doing it. He actually just finished up doing George Takei's show on Japanese internment. So he's definitely got the influence on it. And this is, interestingly, the play's been done a few different times. This is the first time it's going to be done all by Japanese Americans. In the past, there's been other people playing those roles and directing, but Leslie Easy is a really fabulous director. And so it's kind of interesting that it's in Alaska is the place where it's finally getting its
that
true
is
core.
Interesting. Yeah,
And Leslie also knew the band that it's about. So
it's interesting. Yeah. Well, that should be a one-man show then.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
So next we have They Don't Talk Back by Frank Henry and pronounce his whole name?
It's Frank Kadash.
Frank Kadash.
I will not mess up his Tlingit name.
Okay.
That is his full Tlingit name. And Frank Kadash.
And it performs March the 3rd through the 12th. And speaking of Randy Reinholz, he's coming to direct this play.
Yes, so he is directing this play. So this is a play which is another kind of Rolling World premiere, but not through the National New Play Network, through Native Voices. It ran at Native Voices in the Autry and Native Voices at it ran in San Diego and in L.A. We're going to have a slightly different cast up here than it had there, because there they actually didn't have Alaska Native cast. And it's a play about Clinkets. We need some Clinkets in it.
Exactly. Right.
But it's a really great coming of age story. It's about a teenager who moves from the big city of Juneau out to the island where his grandparents live, and he has to work on their fishing boat and meet his cousins and live with his cousins. And it is just a really great coming of age story about a young man coming of age with older relatives and how family works.
And that sounds very exciting. Again, that's They Don't Talk Back, performing March 3rd through 12th. Finally, we get to, not finally, but the last show that I think Perseverance is doing is a classic. It's To Kill a Mockingbird, based on the book by Harper Lee, written by Christopher Circle, and also directed by Art Roach.
Yeah, Art's going to be directing this
one. That sounds great. To Kill a Mockingbird, many people know that from the book or from the movie where Horton Foote wrote, I believe, the screenplay for that. Tell us about this play.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard. what is To Kill a Mockingbird? It is a very personal story for a lot of people. It's about doing the right thing. Even if you know it's not going to be perceived in a way that the community likes, it's about working on your conscience and what that means. And it's kind of all shown through the eyes of a young girl. That Scout is a very important part of this show. And it's kind of, the book is through her eyes. So that really is kind of a way of looking at it, of a young person coming up and seeing this morality play that's playing out before them. And Art's a fabulous director. I mean, he did Of Mice and Men, and he did an Iliad. So he's got great with this kind of older material, these classic materials. He's a really great director for that sort of thing.
You know, I wonder, with the publishing of Harper Lee's other book,
yes,
that some people say was not even really another book. It was sort of a prequel of something, and shown some light on the characters in To Kill a Mockingbird that wasn't exactly as people have remembered them. I wonder if this is going to sort of solidify the idea that play again back in people's minds, or that story again, or what do you think?
I haven't talked to Art about that, if that's going to influence his take on it. But I think one thing, and I think something that Harper Lee has said about it as well, is that people change. That is the person that he was at that time, and that then this was the person that he is later in his life, because To Kill a Mockingbird takes place much later in his life than To Set a Watchman does. And it kind of shows you the evolution of someone that matures and gains more of a conscience at that point in his life.
Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting, yeah. Well, so To Kill a Mockingbird, I didn't mention the dates, is April 28th through May the 7th. Exciting season coming up. We start out with a couple of the workshop productions.
Yep.
We go to Peter and the Starcatcher, September 30th through October the 16th.
Yes.
Next we have Not Medea. November 11th through 20th, A Christmas Carol, Arlisha Jones. December 16th through 29th, Hold These Truths. January 6th through 15th, a real fast turnaround, you said.
Yes.
And They Don't Talk Back, March 3rd through 12th. And then finishing up with To Kill a Mockingbird, April 28th through May the 7th. Well, Josh, This sounds like an exciting season. Are you excited?
I'm super excited, yes.
Anything else you might have coming up during that time? We got about 20 seconds.
We watch our website. There will be more things.
I'm sure there will be. Well, always glad to have you on the show. Josh Lillman here, who's from Perseverance Theater Company, talking about their upcoming season. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
And until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.